Yes, hi. My name is Rudy, okay? And today we are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes this survey. Can I ask you, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Somewhat satisfied, okay. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not important issue to you, and 10 means it is very important issue to you, okay? And I'm just going to spit some topics at you. For example, voting rights. How important is this to you from a scale in a scale of 0 to 10?
Yeah.
Okay. How about abortion rights?
About 5.
Okay. How about climate change? Okay, how about immigration? Okay, how about racism and discrimination? Okay, how about crime and violence? Good. How about kindergarten through 12th grade, education? Okay, how about health care? How about criminal justice reform? How about reproductive freedom? Okay. How about student loan debt? Okay. How about inflation and the cost of living? Okay. How about jobs and wages? And finally, democracy. How do you feel about democracy?
All right.
As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote? Okay. What is your race?
Black American.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered.
Good. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay. What is the year of your birth? General question.
1953.
Okay. Thank you for that answer. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
AA degree.
Okay.
Associate.
No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make a change on issues that matter to you.
10.
Good. How much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
Okay, 9.
Okay. Please refer your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. For example, the Democratic Party.
I'll say a 5.
How about Joe Biden?
Say Robert Kennedy.
Okay. How about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
About a five.
How about the Republican Party?
A five.
How about Kamala Harris?
A five.
How about Donald Trump?
Can I say zero?
You can, and I've notated zero. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein? Who would you vote for?
I'll do Harris.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Democrat.
Was it Joe Biden? Donald Trump?
Biden,
okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
The same.
Okay. Thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Most of them vote.
Most of them, okay. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country. From 0 to 10, where 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means that you're not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10, and I'll just spit out some names here. For example, President Biden.
I'll say a 5.
How about the Supreme Court?
About a 5.
How about white supremacists?
I can't say on that one, 0.
Okay. Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
Maybe a 7.
How about Governor Kemp?
Don't know much about him, so.
Not sure?
No.
Okay. How about Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. How about Republicans in the U.S. Congress?
0, because I don't think much down for. I'm really not sure on that.
Okay. Below is a list of policies. Below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that the addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it would not motivate you to vote at all, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any number from 0 to 10, and I'll read them out, okay? So it reads, we've made strides toward building black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey toward future progress.
Yeah.
Okay. 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage.
Not sure.
Okay. The 2019 Foster Youth to Independent Program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers but has only requested 8. More action is needed as black youth 18 through 24 are just disproportionately affected by homelessness.
Why?
Okay. The 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers.
I'm honestly not sure on that one.
The 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly.
I'll say 10.
Okay. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power. Okay, good. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? What?
Huh?
I'm sorry, can you repeat your answer one more time?
You said a 9.
Okay, good. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
Yeah.
Okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
We're fine.
Okay. Do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Straight.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Widow.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Say that again.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Okay.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Good. How would you describe your employment status?
How would I do what status?
How would you describe your employment status? Are you full-time, part-time?
Retired.
Okay. Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Well, we don't do taxes, so that'll be hard to say.
Before taxes.
I'll say about 60.
Okay. All right. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, okay? And I wish you a good rest of your day.
Same to you. God bless you.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.